Amen, amen. How many enjoyed that beautiful, beautiful amen dance done here by Sister Julie, Sister Anitra, Cedric, and Elias? Great job, great job. I want to welcome everybody here via Facebook there in your living rooms. Amen. How many enjoyed also the praise and worship there from our mother church, the Chino Church? Amen. Powerful praise and worship. Beautiful stage, beautiful camera work, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're working right now on the camera, the lighting, and all the things that look a little dark. Amen. I'm dark and handsome, but I'm not this dark. Amen. But real soon, we're going to have new lighting here with camera work and everything, for everything can be done at a real high quality. Amen. With a high integrity of what takes place in God's house. I'm real excited here this day. Amen. Things have changed a little bit, amen, in how we do church. But one of my first sermons when all this started with the virus was that there's two churches, the physical church, the one I stand in right now, and then there's that church has been shut down worldwide. Then there's the other church, which is the temple of God that he abides in, not just on Sunday for a few hours, but that he chooses and desires to abide in 24/7, every day of your life, on the good days, on the hard days. Jesus wants to be right there with you. So I believe the Lord is taking it back to the home, amen? Because I believe if you're a mature man or woman, that takes place not within the church, but that takes place in your home, waking up in prayer and word on a daily basis, is the Lord is really concerned with on this beautiful day. And I know all of you are watching right now, and the Lord wants to have church in your house on a daily basis, amen? He wants there to be praise and worship there in your house on a daily basis. And here this day, I'm just really excited because the Lord's at work in your home right now. He's at work in your home. And that's what he's always wanted from the very, very beginning. There's when the churches were all open, there could be churches that are packed out. Everything looks really good. Everybody being dressed up, amen, in their suits, pretty dresses. But Jesus says, my house will be called the house of prayer. And the way the Lord abides in the church building, the address of the church building, is by if he first abides within our house. Amen. So I believe the Lord is taking it back. For some of you that are listening right now, you've possibly have gotten away. You've gotten away from prayer in your house, reading your house, and things ain't like they should be at your house. Amen. The church is powerful, yes, but it can only do so much. Again, the building the Lord really wants to be in is you. Amen. You are the true temple of God here this day. So I just wanted to share that real quickly. And what's really important to the Lord is what's taking place in the homes, not so much in the churches. Amen. And here this day, it brings me a great privilege to introduce our founder, amen, of Victor Outreach International. Founder, Pastor Sonny Argonzoni, amen, through illustrated sermon, will be speaking here this morning. You guys are going to have a great time in what they have in store for you, amen. I cheated and took little peeks here and there of what you're about to witness, and it's going to be very, very powerful. Once again, I'm Pastor Charlie from Victor Outreach Milwaukee. If anyone has any questions, any concerns, my phone number is still the same, 414-236-1368. If you have any questions or something may be pending that you want to speak to me about, I am still here for you. Amen. with wasting no more time, amen. Pastor Sonny Argazzoni through the illustrated sermon. God bless you. Have a blessed Easter.
I am here. I have not gone away. I am not dead. Just like thousands of years ago, I am in your midst. I look at this world full of evil, at people tired of sorrow who cry, "There is no God." They turned away from me. They say they don't see me, but their eyes are closed. They ask why they don't hear me, but they've covered their ears. But I stand there, at their doors, every day, every minute, and in every situation of their lives, untiringly. Why don't you want to let me in? I'm here. I'm near. I see your suffering. I hear a silent cry for help, and I feel your pain. You suffer because you've made mistakes. You do bad things, even when you don't want to. You are infected with sin. That's why I came. I came to the earth to give you new life and a new hope. There was a price for your sins, death, and I paid it for you. I died so that you wouldn't die, and I rose again so that you could live.
Today is the greatest day of the year, Resurrection Sunday. It's a day that brings hope not only to the Christian, but it brings hope to the entire world. That's where Jesus, not only did he live, he died, was buried, but he rose again from the grave. And because he rose from the grave and he lives, we can live also. Doesn't matter the sin that you may be in, it doesn't matter the bondage that you're in, Jesus has died on the cross, resurrected, so that your chains may be broken. So this is why we have hope today, because he lives, we could live also.
And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places.
Coronavirus. It is a pandemic at this point.
Another 500 people here in New York City have died in the last 48 hours.
Avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people.
The Korean government and the ruling party have held an emergency meeting to stop the spread of African swine fever.
La ONU lo advierte. El coronavirus es la peor crisis que enfrenta el planeta desde la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
The fight over toilet paper that went viral around the world.
Now to Australia, where they're facing those massive fires, already among the worst in that country's history.
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I can't think of a greater expression of love than the expression of the Father and his Son giving his life for the sinful man. Jesus also said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the freedom for the prisoner and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord." Jesus left heaven, a glorious place where he was with his Father. He came to earth, and in the midst of sin, he lived a holy, blameless, and sinless life. Why did he come? He came to redeem you and I. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live again." He walked this earth and suffered the same temptations that we go through. He went through persecution and rejection. He was despised. but he was always in prayer and in communion with his Father. When he began his ministry, he called men to follow him, rough, uneducated men that became his disciples. He spent 3 years working with these rebellious men and teaching them so that they could continue to carry the message of salvation. Jesus developed great men. While he was here on earth, he felt the hurts of humanity. He was filled with compassion. He wept over the city of Jerusalem. He wept when Lazarus died. He showed his feelings. He healed the sick and the blind and raised the dead. Our powerful Savior took the form of man, but was God incarnated. Our powerful Savior came for you and also for me.
The moments shared not enough.
Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
You do not understand now what I'm doing, but one day you will.
All of the miracles, our Father, who art in Lazarus, heaven, your friend,
hallowed be your name,
you raise to life from the dead.
No, you will never wash my feet.
Unless I wash you, you will not belong to me.
Then wash my hands and my head as well, Lord, not just my feet.
A person who bathes all over does not need to wash but his feet to be entirely clean.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
I remember
on earth as it is
the tears
in heaven
that you shed for him. I rebuked you. What was I thinking?
Give us this day our daily bread.
You corrected me,
and forgive us
yet
our trespasses.
You still loved me. Oh, stubborn heart of mine, yet you have had patience with my unbelief.
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Jesus!
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 Think about the love of God. God loved us so much that he went through the agony of going to the cross of Calvary because he loved us. He loved the worst sinner. The sinner that is the worst, very worst sinner. He died for you and he died for me. We see it a lot in our ministry of Victory Outreach, how he reaches out to those that are in bondage and he delivers them from their sin because of his love. So today, there's hope for you, there's hope for your family, there's hope for everybody because of the Father's redemption plan for our salvation. Jesus knew that he was gonna die. In fact, that was God's purpose, to be able to come, Jesus, and die upon the cross of Calvary for you and for me. And he took his disciples and he went up to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And while he was praying, he knew exactly what he was going to go through, and he was crying to the Lord and saying, God, if it be possible, take this cup from me. It was going to be a horrendous death, a death that was going to be an agonizing death, that he was going to take the sins for you and for me. While he was praying, he knew that he was taking upon himself the sins of the world. And while he was praying, he said, Father, take this cup from me. But not my will, but your will be done. He was obedient and was crucified. It was a horrendous death, but he did it for you and for me.
Oh, no!
As you can see, Jesus is not in the tomb anymore. It's an empty tomb. Because Jesus lived, died, but he rose again from the dead. And there are many prophets of old that have lived and died. They're still in the tomb. But Jesus lived, died, but he resurrected from the dead. He lives forevermore. He is risen. And when you think about Jesus resurrecting from the dead, it makes a great impact within our lives, especially many of us that are in Victory Outreach. We know what it is to be in bondage. We know what it is to be in sin. And we know what it is to be delivered. And the only way we were delivered was because of that supreme sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He suffered shame and pain and all these things because of his love for us. He took our place upon the cross of Calvary.
I'm a product of a broken family.
I was involved in, you know, online prostitution for 2 years.
I transitioned into high school with this drug habit, you know. I was a functioning addict.
I think I always have felt awkward in my own skin, you know, and I was always shy and uncomfortable. And so I started using alcohol and marijuana my senior year of high school, just because it was hard to make friends, it was hard to fit in.
My mother, in a desperate attempt to get away from my father, when I was 9 years old, left New Jersey to come to California.
My parents got divorced when, I don't even remember, I was like 2 or 3.
I was around probably about 10, 11 years old, where I had came in contact with heroin, crystal meth, weed. And I had gotten exposed to all that from my mom using.
It just started turning bad. I was moving around a lot. I was a nurse and I was doing travel nursing, but I was just empty and miserable, you know? And I feel like I've always struggled with depression and suicide.
I felt very insecure, very afraid, very alone. And I didn't have nobody, you know, like me against the world kind of thing.
I had a lot of anger, man. I had a lot of rage inside, and I remember I started breaking things. I started smoking weed, you know, turned into, you know, snorting coke real quick, man. It turned into, you know, snorting lines of speed, you know, and speed, man. Once speed came into the picture, that changed my life, man. It changed everybody's life.
I was what they call I was a functioning addict. So I played sports, I worked a lot. So I was working two jobs to support my bills and things like that, but I was selling drugs to support my habit.
And I actually got my second DUI as a nurse. It was actually when I was on a sleeping pill. So I got a DUI for that. I had marijuana in my system. That resulted in my nursing license getting revoked.
I transitioned into high school with this drug habit, you know, which was just marijuana at the time.
After I lost my nursing license, you know, I didn't have a way to support myself. I couldn't get a job. You know, I had all this medical skill, but nobody would hire me. And finally, I found, you know, an ad on Craigslist, you know, hook up with guys and make easy money. And I was involved in, you know, online prostitution for 2 years.
It was a horrible life, literally hopeless, depression, suicide came in, thinking thoughts that I never thought in my life that I would ever think, you know, just hopelessness.
The drugs that I was doing, it was killing me, man. It was killing my body. I had cavities on my teeth from the speed that I was smoking. I lost so much weight. I was so skinny that, you know, you could feel my bones when you would hug me. I was like sucked up. It's like I knew I was heading straight for a brick wall. But I couldn't stop.
But that summer is when I also got introduced to crack cocaine. Just like that, addicted. I lost my mind, didn't even know it. 1 year later, like a year and a half later, I was homeless.
I felt freedom. Internally, I felt freedom. I felt liberty. You know, like literally at that moment, the bondage of sin, the bondage of addiction, all that got lifted.
Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave.
He's restored my hope, you know, he's restored having joy and peace and everything that I didn't have before. He's delivered me. I've never craved a drop of alcohol again a day in my life.
God has really come into my heart and really let me know that he's with me and that drug don't have me no more.
Such a mercy there for me. That's what you did, my Jesus. That's what your mercy did for me.
You know, I heard someone make a statement one time. They said, once an addict, always an addict. But you know what? That's not true. My life has been changed by God's grace and power.
That's what your mercy did for me.
And this is why today is a very, very special day, Resurrection Sunday, because of the love of Jesus that he had for us. I especially, when I think about Resurrection Sunday, I say, where would I be if it wasn't for Jesus Christ? I'm sure that that's your testimony right now. Where would you be if it wasn't for Jesus Christ? And then the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You don't need to be a drug addict to sin. All have sinned. We need it to be delivered by the power of God. We need somebody to be a substitute for us and take the sins upon themselves. And that's what Jesus did. He took all of our sins upon the cross of Calvary. Who knew no sin became sin for us. But thank God that he lived, he died, but he rose again from the grave and he lives forevermore. So today is a very special day for us. And I'm sure that where you are right now, you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And God wants to do a work in those of you that possibly you don't know him. Well, today you could know him. And there are many people that have invited you to come to church, or even if you can't come to church, right now, right in your home, on this special day, Jesus is able to do a work within your life because he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he who believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's everlasting life that he's given to us right now. Oh, I want to say a prayer. I believe this is a real special time where the Holy Spirit is moving by his Spirit and tugging at your heart's door. I'm going to ask you to open up your heart right now and receive him as your Lord and as your Savior. I'm going to say this prayer, and as I say this prayer, just open up your heart. Let Jesus come in. Let him deliver you. Let the resurrected Jesus, the one that is risen, come into your life right now. Lord Jesus, I pray for those that are watching right now. I pray that you touch their lives, just like you touch the lives of millions and thousands of people, that you touch their lives right now. Those that may be discouraged, that they be encouraged. Those that are sick in body right now because of this pandemic, I pray that you move within their lives and bring healing to them in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you for your love and especially for your sacrifice. I pray this in Jesus' name right now. Amen. And if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, then your life is to be different. You don't have to live the same. Your sins have been forgiven and you've been set free. May God bless you for tuning in to this program. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. How many know that was powerful, powerful, powerful? Right there where you're at in your living room, was that not a great illustrated sermon with none other than our very own founder, Pastor Sonny Argonzoni? I want to thank all Victory Outreach International for putting that great presentation together. I believe it's spoken to your life. I believe for some it took you back into remembrance and what the Lord did for you. It is Resurrection Sunday here today. And within the movie parts and clips, it was hard not to see and hear and feel of everything that the Lord went through for you and I. Not just for you and I to be saved, but everything that the Lord went through for you and I to be resurrected as one of the many parts that make up His body, to be used in the building of His kingdom. I want to let you know here this day that there is purpose within your life. I never in my wildest dreams would ever would think that I would be doing what I'm doing today. 22 years later. And I want to let you know that we all serve the same God. And I believe right now He's speaking to you. And you just may not be at the mountaintop here this day. There might be some things taking place in your life that shouldn't be taking place based on your decision making. But when I saw those clips and illustrations and the testimonies of the men and women, I saw how great, how big the grace and the mercy of the Lord is. That He's not only able to save, but He's able to forgive through His agape love. And here this day, He's not looking at your past. He's looking at your present and future and how He wants to use you. There's gifts within your life to be somebody great, to have the victory, even in this darkened time world that we live in. Today's a good day to resurrect, to get back up, to get back in position, and to be able to be one of those men and women and youth members that are able to follow the Lord and to do His will. I want to thank all of you all, Victor Outreach, sons and daughters of mine, my spiritual sons and daughters, those that go back many, many years. I want to let you know that the Lord still loves you. His gifts are irrevocable. The call is still upon your life. And if I'm here for you, how much more is the Lord here for you on this resurrection day? What a day to remember when you gave your life to the Lord. What a day to remember the day you rededicated your life back to the Lord. So here this day, this is a good day. A beautiful Sunday morning. Right there where you're at. I believe some of you are broken right now. I believe the person of the Holy Spirit has gotten your attention. Right there where you're at, we're going to do an altar call right now. Altar calls not only take place at a church altar, but they can take place right there where you're at. Some of you might feel that you want to kneel down before the Lord right now. That you want to lay prostrate before the Lord right now. But you want to stand. You want to lift your hands. Because the Lord has once again touched your life. And there's some of you that are in the mountaintop. And you're grateful. And you see and feel the Lord moving within your life. He's alive. I want you to repeat after me here this day. Amen. The sinner's prayer. The purpose that Jesus took it to the cross of Calvary and gave his life for the whole world, for all the sins of the world. This is a good day. Repeat after me. Just say, Jesus, forgive me, for I am a sinner. I believe that you died for my sins at the cross. My sins of yesterday, my sins of today, and my sins of tomorrow. But Lord, I also believe that you rose again on the third day. And this day, Lord, I ask that you enter my heart as Lord and Savior of my life. Amen. Whatever the worship song is, make an altar call right there at your house. Amen. Let him finish the good work he has started within your life. He ain't finished. Just worship him right there where you're at. The true church is your house. The true church. And that's why you feel the presence of the Lord upon your life right now in your own living room. The Bible says that the hand of the Lord is not too short, that he cannot reach you right where you're at. And there's no sin that the cross was not able to cover, that the blood of Jesus is not able to forgive. He's there right now in your living room. Worship him. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's greater. He's stronger. He's higher than anything you might be going through. He's our healer. He's awesome in power. Our God. Not some other God. Our God. He's there in your living room.
Thank you.
I want to give a shout out to all of Victor Outreach Milwaukee, amen. Those that have ever been with us, those that are with us currently right now, I want to thank the team that has come together to make this possible. I want to thank the leadership of the church. For what the Lord is doing right now. I speak for my wife and I and my family. As you see behind me, my wife singing. Bianca's playing the keyboard. Eliza's singing. I'm preaching. When the Lord sets somebody free, he says, you should have the potential to be able to say, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And there might be a few left there that need to be saved still, but he's at work. And I just want to wish all of Victor Outreach Milwaukee Church a happy Resurrection Easter Sunday, amen. That you all be blessed, amen. That you all have a powerful day. Did you guys invite someone to come on board next Friday, next Sunday? Because the church is still growing and going forward. Amen. Once again, we want to thank you for viewing here and being with us here on this beautiful Easter Resurrection Sunday. God bless each and every one of you.